with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok, on a Monday morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Here we go. It's a very important week for so many people. There's a lot of celebration that will be going on. We wish everybody the best holiday that they could possibly have.
Be safe and enjoy the time. We turn to two members of Pussy Riot were freed in Russia. And this is a Russian punk band, Pussy Riot. This after Alan, the chief rival of Vladimir Putin, was freed and now says he has no designs to run again.
Well, the analysis seems to be this, that Putin is now firmly in command, so much so that he doesn't have to worry about any potential problems and objectors. Pussy Riot seems to have a tremendous amount of courage. In fact, one apparently has said, "Don't let me go. This is all a trick." We find this oligarch that was released earlier has sort of taken a very quiet approach, has gone to Germany, says he has no interest in Russian politics. So here is Putin, who in the tradition of Catherine the Great and everybody else is himself one of the great oligarchs in the tradition of a country that doesn't much care for democracy, no matter what they say.
Well, Mayor Bloomberg taking the final tour as the city's mayor, and he made a appearance, his first, actually, on Saturday Night Live.
Well, I think that Bloomberg is doing the right thing. There's an old saying, you tell him what you're going to do, you do it, and then you tell him what you did. That's what he's doing. He's taking this tour because, you know, de Blasio right now has an awful lot of people who are interested in him and what he's doing. Nevertheless, that doesn't stay with you for a long time after election, especially when you're the mayor of New York, which is one tough job. I think he'll have a lot of people for him in the very beginning, but what happened is that all sides really came together to support de Blasio towards the end. And that is the mechanism of projection. People believe what they want to believe. They did it with Obama. They're doing it here. They attribute to somebody beliefs that they have, that the people who are looking at him have, but that may not be on the part of either the mayor or the president or anybody else who wins office. Now, Bloomberg has done a great deal for New York City, no question about it. He's the kind of politician who truly believes in things about helping people. It may be oversized soft drinks. It may be any of those things. But the truth of the matter is that the guy really seems to care about people, about what they want. There are some things that are not so good. I mean, you know, he has a lot to answer for to a lot of people for having basically gotten that third term by hook or by crook. This is a guy who said when Giuliani wanted to stay, no, there's an electoral process. We have to respect it. But the city is overbuilt. There are lots of high rises. It has become, as de Blasio said, a tale of two cities, the poor and the rich. Now we'll see whether or not de Blasio does well. As far as Bloomberg is concerned, he's going to go down as a great mayor.